What is most likely to be a red rag to you? What is going to press your button? What makes you angry?
People talking about family members in a bad way.
People that just lie in general and try and make their lives feel better, or go behind your back and just wind you up, really.
When people don't listen and they've got their own agenda.
Drive in front of you and merge without looking.
Well, I guess talking about driving as well, when people don't indicate at all and drive in front of you, up and out.
Other drivers. Other drivers on the road can send me over the top sometimes.
I'm Julian Hall and I'm a director of Beating Anger Derby, which is an anger management clinic. Quite often the stuff that just rankles and bothers is not well enough defined for me to be able to flick the switch immediately. Instead, maybe someone says something that I don't like and it creates an internal reaction inside me, and then I'm left there thinking, now why? That I really didn't like that, it's really wound me up, but I'm not sure why. And it might be a few hours later that I really work out why it was that got me going. So yeah, that does figure, and people can fester for days, and there's a race we're really, really good at bearing grudges. Road rage is about boundaries. It's the fact that as soon as I get in my car, I'm driving on my little metal castle, somebody cuts me up, they've transgressed a boundary of mine, I don't like it, and for some reason, because I'm metaphorically sitting behind the ramparts, I can flick two fingers at them, I can shout, I can scream, and I feel safe to do it.
How do you deal? Do you have strategies?
Well, if I am driving, if I'm on my own, I tend to shout about it, but if I'm with other people, then just try and stay calm, not look crazy in front of people.
Well, last night I went outside, my missus came out with me, and I says, leave me alone for a bit, and I attacked the punch bag and gave it a right good hiding. And I'm still hurting from it now, but yeah.
Definitely stiff upper lip, you know, you've got to be laid back and keep it all in. That is the way I train to look at life and just try and be relaxed about stuff, and then you won't get angry anyway.
I keep it in. I either bash my head against poles, or I go shoot things.
These are strategies that people have that they consider to be perfectly normal,
yeah.
Perfectly reasonable, perfectly rational. You go out and hit things, shoot things, kick things, headbutt things.
Well, I guess channeling into a third-party object is something that we may all do at some point in our lives. It is not particularly healthy, but it can be an effective short-term solution if you're doing it in a very, very safe way. But some of my clients have described taking baseball bats out into the middle of the fields and hitting trees with them, things like that. That's getting to the point of where you could lose control at any moment, you could get hurt, and that's not a healthy way to deal with your anger.